In the next few minutes, we're going to sketch the outlines of a long and winding story. Key elements of that tale include North Carolina plantation life in the mid-19th century, a female slave's escape, and a novel that has puzzled literary scholars for more than a decade. It now appears that the mystery of who wrote that novel has been unraveled, thanks to research done by the chairman of the English department at Winthrop University in Rock Hill. Professor Greg Hekimovich joins me to explain this intricate story. Professor, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
Now, back in 2002, this novel called The Bondwoman's Narrative was published. It had been written well over a century earlier, and it became a bestseller. The author was listed as one Hannah Crafts, but you and other scholars didn't think that this was the author's real identity, right?
That's correct. Henry Louis Gates Jr., who bought the manuscript and then authenticated and published it, and it became, as you said, a New York Times bestseller. It sold over 200,000 copies because it's such a fabulous story. But for all the work Gates was able to do, he couldn't identify who actually wrote the novel. Everything was done to find somebody named Hannah Crafts that could have been the author. And there were a lot of conjectures, but nothing lined up well with the text. And so the mystery sort of, the case kind of went cold for a while.
Okay, and fast forwarding to the present, you now believe, and a number of your peers in the field agree, that you have identified the real author of this novel, which may very well be the first novel written by an African-American woman. Is that right, and how did you reach those conclusions?
That's correct. There was an original mistake in some of the research that placed the plantation in Lincolnton, actually on a plantation that John Hill Wheeler owned at the time that's now under Lake Norman. But in fact, the plantation that Hannah Bond came from was the ancestral Wheeler plantation in Murfreesboro. So one of the things that allowed me to make the discovery was fixing that mistake and locating the circumstances out in Murfreesboro.
Right, and that's up in Hertford County, up close to the Virginia border, right?
Correct.
Let me just ask you, you mentioned source materials, and that was helpful in your research. Can you tell us what those were?
Sure. One of the challenges in doing any research on slaves is even hard to find a name. The only place that you can sort of trace a lot of this is anything handed down orally, anything handed down within the families, and through court records, property records. So the real trick for me and the work that I labored and enjoyed doing for so long was through those court records, and also through letters and diary entries. And with piecing a wide range of those things together, you can begin to assemble the circumstances. And the real challenge of the research is to figure out the circumstances that would allow somebody to do and produce a book precisely like The Bondwoman's Narrative.
And it's believed that Hannah Bond escaped from that North Carolina plantation. Can you tell us briefly what's known about that?
Exactly. This was a real aha moment in my research. I knew she escaped. Nobody knows where she escaped to at the time. And there's the evidence that we have is the depiction of her escape in the novel. What I discovered in some private papers that I received from descendants of the Wheelers, within the notebooks of the nephew of John Hill Wheelers, who lived on the very plantation that Hannah Bond escaped from, I found his college notebooks. And in there, he had hidden record that he had written out from memory of a Quaker abolitionist sermon he had attended in a nearby community. What I found in subsequent research is everywhere Hannah Bond is, John Wheeler is. This is the nephew that was abolitionized. So it wasn't a far stretch of the imagination to see that John Wheeler is the one, the nephew, is the one who offers Hannah Bond the suit of male clothing that she uses to escape, as depicted in the novel.
Well, Professor Hekimovich, it's a fascinating tale, and thank you for sharing this with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Mark.